Kamusta na, everyone? I am your host, Eileen Ligatizan. I am an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines, and I am the managing partner of the Ligatizan Law Firm based here in Houston, Texas. Ayan, welcome sa Usapang Off the Record. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening sa lahat ng mga nanonood at nakikinig sa amin ngayon saan man kayo naroon at ano man ang inyong ginagawa. Kami po ay nagpapasalamat sapagkat sa dami ng pwede niyong magawa today ay naisipan yung samahan kami dito sa Usapang Off the Record. Alam nyo, ang Usapang Off the Record ay isa lamang sa mga programa na mapapanood at mapapakinggan ninyo sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. Kaya naman, mag-subscribe na at i-follow ng Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy YouTube channel at mag-like na at follow the Facebook page of Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy sapagkat kami po ay live streaming sa Facebook at sa YouTube. At kung sakali naman ay hindi kayo available today, mapapakinggan nyo pa rin ang mapapanood nyo syempre of course ang recorded live show sa YouTube at sa Facebook page ng Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. At mapapakinggan nyo naman ang recorded voices namin, of course, sa show sa Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Listen Notes, and Radio Public. And if this is your first time to tune in, maraming salamat. I'm glad that you decided to join us because we have a lot of information that we would like to share with you. At syempre pa, pag may natutunan kayo, we want you also to share it with others na sa tingin nyo ay nangangailangan ng information na nakuha nyo mula sa amin ngayon. So stay tuned for a deep dive into legal matters that could probably change your life. Ayan. And today, our topic sa Usapang of the Record ay rights of elderly. Siguro, sabihin ko lang rights of elderly kasi even though we are in Texas, may mga batas naman na federal. So it could apply. Pwedeng hindi lahat ng mga rights na i-enjoy ng elderly dito sa Texas ay maaaring hindi lahat ay available sa ibang state kasi nga ito ay then state law rin maliban sa federal law na nag-govern sa mga elderly. So, sino ba ang tinatawag nating elderly dito sa Texas? Linawin lang muna natin bago natin simulan nating usapan. Siyempre, pag sinabing elderly yan, under the Texas Human Resources Code, yan ay individual 60 years of age or older. So, hindi pa po ako kasama niyan. Pero siyempre, marami ako mga kaibigan, kamag-anak at kapamilya na maaaring pasok na dito sa bilang isang elderly, yan. And of course, in addition to the protection na na-enjoy ng mga Texans dito, meron tayong state law, meron tayong federal law, like I said, and state law na directly legislating or providing special rights and protection for our seniors. Ayan. Bakit nga ba may maganitong batas? Kasi kailangan. Bakit natin kailangan? Kasi may mga pangyayari na syempre, of course, our legislator have to address that. They have to legislate para maprotektahan natin ang mga elders natin. Ayan. Ngayon, of course, sino pa ba naman ang pwedeng ang pinaka-the best na makakapagkwento sa atin at makakasama natin sa kwentuhan na nito at makapag-share ng experience, knowledge, ganyan, about our seniors? Ang ating guest, syempre, ay isang senior care nurse specialist lang naman. At syempre, siya lang naman din ay owner, CEO, ng maraming mga businesses na involve ang mga elders natin. At ito na rin ang kanyang advocacy. So siya ay owner at CEO of Abba Gentle Healthcare na isang home health agency. Siya rin ay owner CEO ng Angels Over Us, isang caregiver provider company. Also ang Tuscany Living Villas, which is a personal care home. Meron din siyang kinetic therapy services. Ayan, mga therapist staffing naman iyan. At ang CBI niya ay Senior Care Business Consulting. At meron pa, Access Rehab and Wellness Center, which is an outpatient clinic. So, di ba? Marami siyang maishishare sa atin ngayon at marami tayong matututunan because other than being owner and CEO of all these businesses dealing with the elders, siya rin naman ay overall coordinator ng Houston Association of Residential Care Homes. And she is also a nurse, coach, slash consultant for those who wanted to start their own business in senior care industry. Kaya naman kung may balak kayong magtayo ng sarili nyong business senior care industry, ay siguro siya ang magiging best resource ninyo dahil sa napakarami niya experience na ang iba doon ay isi-share niya sa atin today. Siyempre pa, ang dating Miss Bicolandia rin siya noon. Kaya naman samahan niyo ako na welcome sa ating usapang off the record, si Miss Lani Cabral Pasao. Hayan, Lani, welcome to usapang off the record. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes. Yes, Miss Lani, we are being watch live ngayon sa Facebook at sa YouTube. Kaya maaaring later on may mga mag-comments, may mga magparamdam, mga kaibigan, mga manonood at nakikinig dyan. At if they have, sa mga nanonood at nakikinig, post your comments, magparamdam kayo, and we will read your comments later during the show. Ayan. So, yan Miss Lani. Kumusta na ang yung busy schedule?
Hectic, but I'm so used to it every day.
Oo nga, mukhang parang kayang-kaya mo nang i-manage yan. And I see na marami ka ding pinapayo sa mga followers mo sa Facebook. Yung mga payo mo doon, I share mo, nababasa ko yun ng mga yon. And it's really, I get a lot of good advice there. So it's very, very helpful talaga. Kaya naman, Miss Lani, I know that hindi madali itong mga ganitong businesses. Gusto kong malaman kung saan nang galing ito. So just a quick kwento lang, what led you to become an advocate of senior care?
When I came here, I was in my 20s and I don't know how to drive and I don't know how to open a credit card. And my boss then, she was my charge nurse, and happened to have schizophrenia and she had no family. So I took care of her.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, I find out that masyado palang it's a puzzle. The world of senior care is a puzzle. So we have to do many things to apply for Medicare, Medicaid, any kind of savings program, because he was a victim of the scammers.
Oh, I see. Mm-mm.
She was living alone in an apartment when she started getting sick of her mind. The neighbors borrowed all her money, withdrew her 401k, and they promised her they're going to invest in a good business. And
mm-hmm.
they ran away. So she had no money at all. So she came to me. And before that, we were both doing volunteer work to the church. She loves going to the church. And because I was very new, so I was always going with her. So we were doing volunteer work for mostly and for the seniors, like bingo.
Yes.
Having a trip and things like that. And that's where I find out that was that's the beginning of my passion in senior care. But I was doing open heart nurse for many years, for about 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and while I'm preparing to open the business.
I see. Oh, so nagsimula, you started with, your own experience, because navigating really the law, it's not easy unless, of course, kahit ngayon may mga experience na, there's still some surprises along the way na, oh, pwede pala yun, or pwede palang mangyari yun. So, lalo na kung hindi mo alam. So, you are gonna be starting from scratch, and that is very difficult, but maswerte yung kaibigan mo because you were there to help him, and at yun nga, I believe doon nga nag-start yung iyong interest sa senior care, no? So ano naman yung best thing na how rewarding it is to this advocacy for you?
I feel so fulfilled. In fact, it's my life now. There's no days there's no minute, there's no seconds in a day that I'm always thinking about how to improve the lives of the seniors, or how can I make them happy, even just by calling them or checking mm-hmm. them. Or if I'm in the area, then I'll realize like, oh, there's a senior assisted living here or something like that, or a senior group home or something, then I'll pass by. And then every time that we have parties and there's some leftovers, I know they're just going to throw it. I mean, I'm not ashamed to get all these leftovers and I'll give it to them.
Yes, because of course you have the heart to help. Alam niyo, Miss Lani, when I was in Dallas, kasi galing kami sa Dallas, ano, I had the opportunity to first-hand experience tong, ano, yung makahalubilo mo yung mga elders natin sa isang ano, facility. If I remember, that was an assisted living facility. At katulad mo rin, nakita ko rin how hard it is to be an elder here, living alone, you know, despite the fact that you have family, your family has their own family to take care, di ba? And then you are there in different parts of the United States. So, ang naiwan na lang yung nanay or yung dad, mag-isa. Maganda kung magkasama pa silang mag-asawa, pero ang hirap pag mag-isa mo na. And I remember when I had the opportunity to have a chat with one of the elders doon sa assisted living facility na napuntahan ko doon sa Dallas. I remember her name. I will never forget because we had a good talk talaga. You know what I realized that yung mga elders, ang kanilang gustong-gustong ikwento ay yung buhay nila at yung family nila.
Yeah.
It was so amazing kasi yung mga elders na yon, they were very successful once upon a time. They were doctors, they were school principals, ganyan, school supervisor, ganyan. But they never talk about that. What they talk about is their family, their children. Pero nakakalungkot because wala sila. And sometimes nga, na they pass away without being seen by their family for some reason. So nakita ko rin talaga yung needs. At saka yung nabanggit mo kanina ng scammers. Yan, pag-uusapan natin yan. Kasi ngayon, I want to talk about based doon sa iyong experience. Of course, alam natin na being not just being elders, maraming mga rights yan, katulad ng right to free exercise yung kanyang civil rights. Alam na natin yung mga yun eh. Dignity and respect, designate a guardian, yan. But I just want to focus right now on the part where they should be free and protected from abuses. Ayan. So when we say abuses, of course, there are many types of abuses. Ano ba mga nasaksihan mo na abuses na nangyari sa mga elderly sa yung business?
Most of the time, financial abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Niluloko sila, they copy their information, and then sometimes they will open a credit card in their names,
mm-hmm.
and they use that. Or they will issue a checks, and it's so sad that sometimes it's their loved ones doing it.
Oh, of course, family, kasi silang may access eh, silang nakakaalam. Yeah,
well, it's really sad. In fact, I have right now, I have 3 clients that they are under the state.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be taking care of them, and they are using our company to take care of them because the children, they want them dead.
Of course, Miss Lani, I know I had a first-hand experience in sa ganyan because I'm doing probate. I'm a probate attorney and I'm also an estate planning attorney. So I've seen this happening. It's just very sad na kapamilya talaga yung involved, ano. Ngayon nabanggit mo yung yan nga, yung financial abuse. Isa lang naman yan sa mga abuses talaga namang nararanasan ng mga elders natin. Common na yung of course, common yung robbery, common yan, di ba, na scam. Yung tinatawag din natin na financial, yung kukuha sila ng pera, like what you said. Pero meron din tayong tinatawag na free, meron din mga abuses na free, ang tawag doon, free medical devices. I'm not sure kung na-encounter mo na ito sa business mo, yung tatawagan siya ng isang, yeah, go ahead, you wanna talk about that?
Oh, yeah. One client just this year,
mm-hmm.
someone called and that the grandson, I think he was trapped in London,
mm-hmm.
and they want them to send money. And the poor elderly sent the money.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So she eventually called the grandson. She's like, are you okay now? Grandma, what you're talking about? well, you were robbed in London. Are you back?
Mm-hmm.
You see things like that.
Yeah, that's what they called grandma scam. You know, so my people are calling just to first mga phishing pa lang mo yun na they wanna get information ano sabihin ganyan na grandma I have been arrested ganyan. And then yung grandma naman of course yung grandma mag-start na who is this? Paolo, who is this? You know, so nakukuha nila yung pangalan ng mga grandson because the grandma is, you know, giving the information unaware. Oh, sabi niya, kung isa lang yung grandson niya. Sabi niya, Philip, what happened? Di alam na ng scammer. Right. And then the scammer will, you know, follow up on that one. Sabi na, grandma, this is, kaya naman, hindi na mismo yung scammer. Sabi na, we have Philip here in our custody, blah, blah, blah. He got arrested. He needs, you know, if you want him to, get out or send money. So, ganun naman ang nangyayari. And very similar nga sa kwento mo, Miss Lani. Yan, grandma scam tawag dyan. Yung iba naman, like earlier I mentioned ito, yung free devices, yung sasabihin, entitled to free scooter, ganyan, or free, ano ba yun?
You know, just put this. Yeah.
Oh, yes. So, that's right. Yan, sabihin sa'yo na, sometimes naman totoo, ipapadala nila. May free sila, but you have to give shipping money, mga ganyan, ano? So, magpapadala ka naman dahil, free na ito, di ba? Tapos, walang matatanggap o kaya naman may matatanggap na yung quality niya is, you know, substandard, di ba? So, yung mga ganyan. The other, yung fake IRS call. Yan, yeah, kahit hindi
niya. The worst one. And so many victims, really. It's really sad, but that's the worst one.
Yes, kasi nga, diba, the IRS will never call you, but our elders probably don't know that, so they fall into that trap.
IRS and Social Security.
Yes.
Give all this information or else they are not going to receive the next Social Security check next month. So they have to give all the info.
Yes, so they get all that and then they use it against them. Ayun. So kung alam ng mga natin seniors yan, may iwasan. Pero syempre kaya nga they need to know kasi hindi naman lahat nakakaalam.
Social Security people will never call you.
That's right.
This is just today. In fact, it's just today. My clients call me and she said like, Nurse Lani, you need to do something because they're gonna stop the electricity tonight. I said, you need to have a notice, notices by mail before they can do that. Oh, no, I have to give $500 so they will not stop the electricity. I said, don't believe. Don't. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm glad you called me. Tell them to call me. And I'll tell
yes, Tama, that's correct.
You have electricity tonight. I said, don't worry. For real, you're going to have electricity tonight.
Yeah, they've been very creative na yung mga scammer na yan lately. They sound so convincing eh. So if you're really even professionals they fall into this trap because they're really good at it. Probably they're having some training. They improve their skills, diba? But if you don't know it, if you don't know the system, you will believe them. Yeah. And then the other thing, Miss Lani, you're saying something.
Yeah, that's really, I'll say 90% scammers by over the phone and getting their money. That's the number one. And the second abuse is the physical abuse. Like sometimes the family members, they're getting tired of taking care of their loved ones. They used to love them, but after a while, they just
got tired. Yeah.
And then they start like,
That's true. And you mentioned the physical abuse, which is another type of abuse. Kanina, we were talking about the financial, this time naman physical. And if you, I don't know if you are familiar with those YouTube videos that they're showing some abuses na involve ang mga elders. Yeah. That's very sad because they are very vulnerable. The reason why they are in that facility is because they need help and assistance. And then this will happen to them just because other people will, they just don't have a heart, really. I don't even understand why they have, why they are in that business, right, Miss Lani? Do you have any firsthand parang nakita other than the one you already mentioned na abuses, physical abuse?
Sometimes the family will just call me and then check on them, because sometimes maybe the caregivers. So that's really, really sad. Mostly it happens if they are getting a caregiver, just individual, not a business, not an agency.
Yes.
They have nothing to lose. They can steal, they can abuse them. They can do anything. It's just an individual person, so it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, and then
that's right. The problem. And it happens a lot. They just go like direct. Happen. They have no insurance. They can do whatever. They don't even go to jail because it's like, who cares? You know. But if it's an agency, it's a business. They have a business to protect, because they stay there forever. They have good people, you know. So
yes,
the caregivers are all good people.
That's right. And also, Miss Lani, of course, as an owner, you do background check, you do all this investigation to make sure that your caregivers are highly qualified and trustworthy, because it's going to be your business. Whatever happened, whatever this caregiver will do will reflect on you. Kasi tayo pa naman here in Texas, there is a liability of the employer. Negligent hiring is also one thing. So if you did not do your part in, you know, investigating your caregivers, you might also be held liable. So, ang karamihan kasi ng mga nag-hire is because they think that it's expensive, there's so much things to do, there's so much requirements, paperwork. So they just tend to hire anybody. They announce, oh, I need a caregiver. They announce it in Facebook or whatever, you know, yung mga neighborhood app, di ba?
Yeah.
So they will ask, do you know anybody? So magre-recommend. And of course, they don't do, they just look at the resume. They're not gonna do deeper investigation, background investigation. So yun yung mga nangyayari. Syempre, you don't know this person. You know, how can you be trusting?
Following the regs here in the state of Texas, there are so many things to be done before hiring. Especially if you are getting the money from the federal. Medicare, Medicaid.
That's right. Yes, because they're very strict as to requirements. You can lose your business, your license, if you don't follow the requirements of the federal government, because you're getting funds from them. And that's actually how the federal government controls these businesses, right? Now, Ms. Lani, we have some comments here. Let's just greet Delia. That's my mom. She's watching from Australia. Hello, mom. And then Emmy Ligot Mabuhay, watching from Cavite, Philippines. Yan, nandito na. Nababasa ko na sa screen. My sister is in Pangasinan. And of course, we have, Philip. Philip Roa, he said, who, why am I the one as an example? Hindi po ako grandma scammer, LOL, just kidding. Great topic, Attorney Eileen and Miss Lani. Thank you for watching, Philip. I'm glad you're able to join us today. And Rusty Lopez, meron siyang sinabi dito. And I watched this movie. It's the movie I care a lot, really happening in real life. Did you watch this movie before? Yeah, you want to talk about it? Go ahead.
It's sad, but it's happening. So you have to be very careful. As a family member, please visit at least once a month your loved ones, your elderly, because it will happen.
Yes.
It's really sad. Just the other day, I have a friend that called me like, Lani, I don't know what to do because my boyfriend now, the brother, he's 82. The brother is like 60-something. And the brother took guardianship without his colleagues. So now the brother have all the control of all his assets. And this patient loves my friend, and he wants to marry her, but he can't because he was declared with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
But he is in his right mind. He is. So now the brother, who is now the guardian, has everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And he just sends some money, whatever he wants to send to his brother that owns the money.
Yes, totoo yan. As a I fell for guardianship then, and sometimes I am appointed as a guardian ad litem by the court. So I can very much relate to this movie. Of course, marami nang tatanong din sa akin na, is that real, attorney? Is that really happening? Well, generally, yes. But of course, hindi naman ganun kasi the movie is, of course, exaggerated because there's more to that. But yeah, yung concept niya is real, you know? Yung concept niya. Kasi ang nangyari doon sa mga hindi pa nakapanood ng I Care A Lot, there's this elderly na mayroong attorney na parang ano na nila yun, business ng attorney yun, na they apply for guardianship dun sa mga nangangailangan ng guardians. Meron silang parang agreement doon sa doctor. Kasi dito, in order for you to file guardianship of a person or estate of another person, kailangan may doctor's ano yan, recommendation or referral na yung tao kailangan ng guardian kasi incapacitated, cannot care for himself. So, dalawang klaseng ang guardianship, guardian of the person and guardian of the estate. Pero pwedeng pareho yon, isa lang yung guardian mo na ma-appoint. So, yun yung nangyari rin sa movie. So, once the court was appointed the attorney as guardian of the person and of the estate, she will now have control. Kasi the court gave her authority to make decisions sa personal care nung ward, nung in-apply niya ng guardianship. So, siya na magsasabi kung saan. Kasi dapat, is the guardianship supposed to be for the best interest of the ward, di ba? So, siya magde-decide kung saan titira, anong activities ang gagawin, kung ano yung mga kailangan niyang, pwede niyang puntahan, kung sino mga pwede niyang makausap. Very much the personal life of the person. Ngayon, yung guardian of the estate naman will manage the business, the estate, the assets, the properties, money in the bank of the ward. So magkakaroon siya ng control. So that's how the movie worked. Nangyari doon, of course, inabuse naman niya yung kanyang power, di ba?
Wow.
So pwede bang, ang tanong, pwede bang mangyari yun kahit hindi ko kakilala, maging guardian ko? Yes, pwede yun. Basta, kasi of course the law has list of priorities, di ba? Una muna yung ano mo, yung parents mo, o yung ano, yung next of kin mo, yan. So yung if you're married, yung spouse mo, pag spouse not available, you go down. Yung anak, you know, apo, ganyan. Kung wala, you go up. Yung parents, brothers, sisters, ganyan. Kung ayaw, meron man, nandyan man sila, ayaw nila yung responsibility, anybody can actually apply as a guardian. And if they are qualified, and then the court may appoint them. And so there's the control of other person. Kano nang nangyari, di ba, Miss Lani?
Actually, it's hard unless there's connivance.
Of course, yes.
The lawyer, the judge, it's really their business. You know, they're just conniving each other. So they can have all the assets and they can control everything.
Yeah, because, you know, ang meron kasi ang attorney representing the applicant, yung nag-apply maging guardian. Tapos, ang court naman, mag-appoint naman ng guardian ad litem para doon sa proposed ward. And then, of course, depende doon sa how convincing yung mga evidence mo, kung talaga bang yung tao, yung proposed ward cannot make decisions for himself or herself. Yan. So, then, the judge will, of course, base the decision on the, yung referral, yung diagnosis ng doctor. At saka merong ina-appoint na court investigator din ang court, apart from the ad litem. So, yun ang ano doon. Katulad yung sinabi ni Ms. Lani, in reality, nangyari lang yan kung talagang may connivance. Unless may connivance, which is, I never, in my entire practice naman, wala pa naman ako nakita.
The movie is very obvious. There's connivance in everything.
Of course. They have to show that. That's the purpose, is for you to see the obvious, di ba? Ayan ako. Ang dami na natin napagkwentuhan. Marami pa tayong pagkukwentuhan. We will just take a short break, Miss Lani. We'll see you after this short break.
All right.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. If you want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially, you know, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness, and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired. Be encouraged. And let's all go through life, not on our own, and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith, let's share the faith, let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone, from Roof Chamber Radio.
And we're back, and we still have Miss Lani Cabral-Pasao as our guest for today sa Usapang Off the Record. And before the break, we had really good discussion about physical abuses and financial abuses. We discussed that, and we also talk about guardianship and the concept of it dito sa Texas. Although guardianship is a state law, it could vary in different states, but the concept is just the same. What is the purpose of guardianship, diba? Is to have somebody, when somebody is already incapacitated to make a decision for him or herself, then somebody else will have to be appointed by the court to make decisions for the care, personal care of the proposed ward, and also if there are assets, yung kanyang management ng kanyang property. Then, do you have anything else to add to that one, Ms. Lani, before we move on to the next one, the next topic?
One of the rights of the elderly is right to guardianship.
Yes.
This is important that they had to do it while they still on the right minds.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm admitting a client, I have a checklist that they have to do it. Unless they want someone to take care of everything, which they don't like it. So while they have time, they have to make sure that they have to name the person that they want them to be their guardians. And they need to have a living will, the power of attorney, and healthcare proxy. Those are very, very important. You may not notice it. Every time you're admitted in the hospital, the nurses always ask you about the advanced directives.
Yes.
It is a law. It has to be discussed. But we're probably just kind of ignoring it. But it is very, very important. Then when you open the door in the hospital, you will see at the back of that, it says rights of the patients. When you go to assisted living, it says right of the elderly. When you go to nursing homes, always it's mandatory. It's a law. But we just kind of not noticing it.
It's
very important. So in fact, what you do, it's very important. I'm emphasizing that because I've seen it and I experience it every day. It's sad. You need to have power of attorney. You have to have estate planning, like what you said. And that's what you're doing. And so that's very, very important. It has to be done.
It has to, and you're right, Ms. Lani. And I always emphasize this to my clients because, you know, people think that this is not a priority because they have to, what they think of priority, yung kailangan gawin, yung trabaho nila, oh, mamaya na yan, I'll just do that later, or when I'm resting, I'm gonna do my power of attorney. So they don't see this one as a priority. When time comes na kailangan na, then that's where they get a lot of problems, issues with family members. You know, I remember one time I had a consultation with a client. The person, their loved one, the dad is dying. So he's not yet dead, but he's dying in the hospital. And the family, he has a son and sisters and brothers. Isa lang ang anak niya. They were arguing what to do, whether to pull the plug or not. Mm-hmm. And if ever, once it's done, they were also arguing about what to do with the body. The son wanted to bring the body the siblings wanted to bring the body to the Philippines, but the son of course, wanted the body to be here, diba? To be buried here. So that's the problem because there's hindi na pagandaan. There's no planning. And yun nga, I think that our discussion right now ay tamang-tama sa tanong dito, no? We have a comment here. Let's go ahead and put it up on the screen, please. Ayan. Ayan, si Florencio, sorry about that. Let's my ayan. Florencio Ginhawa, of course. Kasamahan natin yan sa Philippine American Chamber of Commerce. Sabi niya, nice and informative conversation. Ayan. And thank you for joining us today. And si Shell Daseco, may tanong siya dito. Sabi niya, what is the best estate planning for elders who have assets but want to take advantage of government benefits like Medicare or Medicaid? So what is a Miller Trust and how does it work? Do you want to go ahead and talk about that, Ms. Lani, before I give my piece?
You do your piece and I'll add on.
Okay. Yeah. Let's. Okay. Where's the question again? Estate planning wants to take advantage of government benefits. Of course, when you do planning, we think of the age, diba? How old are you now when you're doing your plan? What are you preparing for? Malapit ka na bang mag 65? You know, are you gonna, will you be able to qualify for Medicaid or Medicare once you turn 65? So, pinaghahandaan yun. So, when we do estate planning, we look at the opportunity to, what is the value of your estate? Right? And kasi we want to avoid paying tax as well later on when you transfer your assets and all that. So we look at what are your assets? You know, what is the value of your estates? Million ba yan? Mabot ka ba ng 11 point something million? Because if you do, you might be subject to an estate tax or gift tax depending sa transfer ng money mo later on. Ngayon, if you want to qualify naman for Medicare later on, what we do is we create a trust. You know, well, I probably will not discuss that because it's not a simple planning when we do that. So we're just giving you an overview when you plan for your retirement. Ayan. So when you say Miller Trust, of course, it's a qualified income trust. So you look into how much your income, you know. So if you will qualify for a long-term Medicaid care. So that's what you do when you do those kind of planning. So that's good. That's actually a very good question because a lot of our elders, they don't know about, they just want, okay, I just want a will, you know, I just want to transfer everything to my children. Yung pala, you know, they forgot later on na, before pala ako mamatay, I probably will need some help, diba? Because I can no longer work. How am I going to support my needs, my medical needs? Tayo po naman, habang tumatanda, if we don't make good decisions as to the food that we eat and the activities that we do, we will suffer later on, diba, the consequence of that. So, hindi ka na makapagtrabaho, mag-retire ka na, do you have something in place to support your living, your way of life once you retire? So, yun yung mga dapat mong i-consider dito. Yan. So, Shell, if you want to know more into the details, you know, we can talk about it. You can send me an email. You can go to my website and send me a message there. But Miss Lani has something to say also.
Again, based from experiences, okay?
Yes.
I have clients that we transfer the money to the children, the house, and then later on they regret because they need the money. Or most of the time, the children or the child that they give the money to or the house. For example, they got married and then they divorced. Then the house got split and it's not even theirs.
Or that's true.
Money in the bank and then they need it. They are begging from the child to even just buy simple things because they already give it to them.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. that's the problem there. in my opinion, you need Attorney Eileen. No, I'm not kidding. Because you need to do the estate planning, the trust. That's the most. I've seen it over and over with my clients, poor clients or millionaire clients of ours. They have trust. That's the most important one. Wherein you can get money forever, the trust will continue to help you. Other strategies, they're doing that to be, you know, to become Medicaid.
Qualify, yeah.
Yes, but I don't encourage that. That's my opinion, okay? We have our own opinion, so that's my opinion. Because you want to have your own. You want to have money. You want to spend your own money. Don't give in to your children yet until you pass away. That's the only time. Or else you're begging for little things.
Uh-huh.
And like that. I want to buy even just a small halo-halo and you don't have money. You mm-hmm. from your children.
Yes. Thank you for sharing your opinion, Miss Lani, because your opinion, of course, is based on your experience. That's why we respect everyone's opinion here. Kasi syempre, that's how we see it, diba? Like ako din. And I will agree with Miss Lani na don't give everything. Well, it depends on how much you have right now. You know, because when I do asset planning, Miss Lani, I have to ask, you know, I have to tell the client now, you know, when we do asset planning, we're not just thinking about when you pass away. We're also planning for yourself when you become incapacitated. You're still alive, but you are incapacitated or you have nothing else. You're retired and you can't work. You're disabled. So not necessarily mentally incapacitated. So you got to have to prepare for that. That's why we have all this power of attorney. And I mentioned ni Miss Lani kanina, yung durable power of attorney, yung medical power of attorney. Yung sinasabi ko lagi, Miss Lani, you have to have those two at least. Kung sakasakali man na tinatamad ka, wala kang time gawin yung iba, you have to have at least those two. Durable power of attorney and medical power of attorney. Otherwise, wala tayong choice kundi let's go to guardianship. You know? Kasi guardianship will step in kapag ka this powers of attorney are no longer available or can no longer be executed because you're already incapacitated. Ano ba tong durable power of attorney tsaka medical power of attorney? Regularly kasi ang power of attorney, di ba? You are just giving power to your agent to make decision based on your capacity. Pag na-incapacitate ka na, mawawalan din siya ng capacity kasi magiging incapacitated din yung agent mo. Pero pag durable power of attorney yung in-execute mo, it survives the incapacity. So kung naging incapacitated ka man, you cannot make decision for yourself, your agent now will be able to make decision for you because your incapacity did not affect his capacity or authority to make decision for you because that's the purpose of durable power of attorney. That's why it's important for you to have that. You are giving your agent the power to make decisions in relation to finances, financial. Yung medical power of attorney naman, of course, medical treatment and all that. That's why you need to have this too. If you don't have it yet, please. Bata man ikaw, o matanda ka man, o ano man ang edad mo, ano man ang profession mo, ano man ang ginagawa mo, you need to have this too. Okay, as long as you are 18 and above, because you're already capable of making decision for yourself, and if you become incapacitated, who will make decision for you? Your parents is not automatic. Doesn't have automatic authority to decide for you if you are already 18 and above. So you have to have that. Okay, and of course, if you become incapacitated, you can no longer execute those kasi nga wala ka ng capacity to sign, di ba? So that's what is the purpose of those estate planning documents. Ayan. So
others really are doing that. So I'll say it's up to you, whatever you want. But if you want to have control of your money, then put it under trust.
That's right. So that's why you have to seek help of the professionals, your estate planning attorney who is licensed to practice estate planning in your state because it's a state law. So it's different from the so ako as a Texas attorney, I cannot do estate planning for somebody in California. So I have to refer the client to an estate planning attorney in California. So that's very important kasi iba-iba rin ang ating state law. Wow, so ang dami natin natin na pag-usapan, Miss Lani. I'm very happy that you're actually sharing your experience because yun naman talaga ang ano, reality of life. I can only tell them this is happening, but you actually seeing it and experiencing it, it's another level of ano, authority ba? Yan.
I'll tell this story.
Yeah, that's right. Your story, my story, we all have our stories and we want to hear each other's stories because we might, you know, learn something from each other. And that's the purpose of this show. Kaya nga ito ay usapang off the record. So it's off the record, whatever is your profession. Ayan. So nako, Miss Lani, will I have, siguro isa na lang ang gusto kong pag-usapan, ano, related pa rin sa elder law, yung abuse pa rin when it comes to emotion, emotional abuse, kasi nga, and I'd like to, ano, to mention, ito yung tinatawag nating fake romance because I've seen this happening. I know, right? It's a very interesting topic. We can discuss this shortly, pagbalik natin after a short break.
Yeah.
Hi, we are so pleased to be with you. Thank you for being with us. We want to invite you to be part of the Difusión Latina, a portal de fe. We are the Spanish Ministry of Roof Chamber Radio, and we are so blessed to be with these guys all around the world. Please be with us on YouTube and Facebook. We would love very much to know how God is blessing you. And please come along and support us. God bless you and see you then.
And we're back. At syempre pa, nandito pa rin si Miss Lani Cabral Pasao. Of course, yung ano natin kanina, iniwan nating ano topic. Let's just discuss this quickly. Yung fake romance. Have you encountered this facility more? Anybody from ano, the elders?
I like to add example on the previous topic.
Yes.
The Medicaid. So
yes.
Just 2 weeks ago, this client of mine called me crying, and she said, "Like Lani, you know, I got divorced.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do this, but my son told me to do it so he can avail the partner can avail Medicaid."
Uh-huh, I see. And yes.
I'm regretting what I did because I told God that we will not be separated and you know that was part, but just because of Medicaid purposes they have to do it.
Yeah. It's very sad, of course. It's a relationship. It's an authentic relationship. And because they're trying to be practical. I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just one.
And yeah, actually, part din yun ng ano. Well, it's not really the kind of scam that I'm talking about when it comes to romance, yung fake romance. Have you encountered this in your profession?
Yeah. in fact, so emotion, I'll say it will go to financial abuse.
That's right. That's related actually.
Yeah, because sometimes they like, especially the women,
mm-hmm.
when the guys, even like the young ones will start courting the elderly,
mm-hmm.
the male, then they'll feel in love because they are lonely.
Yes.
Without getting money from that. But it's,
yes.
It's hard. Then when the guy will go away after getting all the money, then it's really, really,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe the emotion abuse after that. It's, I don't know what to say. I cannot describe it.
For sure, yes. Because, you know, you're playing with the emotions of these real people who are already vulnerable, you know, and then you get their money, their, you know, whatever it is that they're still trying to hold on and to survive. Kaya lang, it's sad to say we have this kind of people who take advantage just for financial gain, diba? So especially now that social media is everywhere and everybody has cell phones, they have Facebook account or Instagram, ano pa ba, Twitter account, at yung social media. So, nakakalungkot lang kasi our elders, syempre nangungulila sila sa mga ano na family nila. So they resort to this social media. Kasi 'di ba, it feels good na merong kumakausap sa iyo, yeah. Nag-appreciate sa iyo, you know, that you feel still significant, that you still have a life to live, 'di ba? And then magpapakita ng interest like what you said, Miss Lani, na ano, yun, tapos it will lead to something, akala mo naman that it's authentic, you trust, you're happy. Siyempre, masaya yung ano natin, yung elder natin, kasi na-appreciate siya. So, bukod sa loob niya na magbigay, because that's love. Sa kanya love, but the other side hindi. It's all about money. So pala, inuubos na yung pera ng elderly, di ba? Yeah. So that's what you said na, that's why you said emotional leading to financial abuse then. That's really tied up. Yan. Pero minsan, alam mo, pag may nakita akong ganun, hindi ko alam, mixed emotions talaga ako, Miss Lani. Kasi sabi ko, I'm so happy for you kasi you found somebody who appreciates you. Your family, they're not here. You have a son, you have a daughter. Where are they now? They forgot you, but here's another person showing, making you feel important, you know. That is good because you're happy. Pero sa kabila naman nun, like I said, mixed emotion, kasi you look into the motive of the person, you know. I'm like, you cannot, it's not being judgmental. It's just being critical. That's what I tell them. I'm not being judgmental, sabi ko sa kanila, just being critical. Just and think about it, you know. I know you're happy with your situation right now, but, you know, sometimes happiness is not, doesn't seem to be real sometimes. So you have to be critical. Isip din. Tsaka ask for advice from others, you know. Ayan. Do you have anything else to add to that, Miss Lani?
Yeah. That's what I said. Like, the family members has to really visit. Okay. This was like November last year. It's COVID, so they're very, very lonely. So I passed by to one of my clients. He said, oh, come on, Nurse Lani, come on. I'm so happy you're here. Look at my boyfriend. Look how so he is. So I start reading the
conversation.
That every day, I love you. Oh, you're so beautiful. And like, oh, my God. And then in the conversation, like, you know what?
I need this and that.
This one was stolen. My computer broke down. Or I'm in the middle of the sea and my family have an emergency. They need 5,000 because someone passed
away. Oh, no. In the middle of the sea. Yeah. Pagka nabasa ko na yan. Oh, no. You're in the middle of the sea. What are you doing there? You're not a mermaid or a mermaid. Yeah, you're right, Miss Lani. Tama yan. We have to be critical. Yun din naman ang sinasabi kasi. Now, we have a comment here.
I don't want to hurt you, but that's him.
That's true. Kasi sometimes if you are happy, di ba, nabablind ka na sa mga iba pa. So sabi nga ni Shell, the psycho, like the Tinder swindler. Hi, alam ko yung Tinder, but I can't, haven't encountered yung Tinder swindler na yan. Yeah. Siguro, look into that. Yung Tinder is a dating site, right? So, yeah. So, of course, kahit naman saan, may mga taong nagte-take advantage. So, we have to be very, very vigilant sa mga, sa mga nangyari sa paligid natin. Ayan. Ngayon naman, Miss Lani, very, very important din ito, of course. Ito nga yung tanong ng karamihan. If I suspect that someone, a friend or a family, is being abused or exploited, what should I do? What can I do to help? So, ano ba ang una niyong pinapayo sa kanila?
Depends on the situation. So, you have to investigate. Then, if it's true, always call APS.
Yes. And what is the number for APS, Adult Protective Services? Can we show that one on the screen? It's 1-800-252-5400. Yeah, and so you have to dial that number, and definitely they will answer the phone. And also, yun ang ano dyan eh. they are the appropriate enforcement agency sa mga elder abuses, yan, elder abuse, yan. So call that number and report. Family member ka man, o kaibigan ka, kapitbahay ka, that's a number you dial. And of course, if it's emergency, of course, 911 ka agad kayo dyan. Okay?
I will add, Eileen.
Yes.
If it's a Medicaid client,
okay,
call Attorney General Medicaid Fraud Control.
Okay.
And the number is 1-800-252-8011.
Okay.
Client is a Medicaid.
Okay.
In general, just like what you posted earlier, ABS.
Yes. So mostly, kapag you don't really know what happened, yeah, and you just suspected it, just call the safe number yung 1-800-252-5400 sa adult APS yan. But if you are maybe a caregiver and you have records and you have access to records and you know that this is, you know, in relation to yan Medicare, Medicaid, you know, the number to call is 1-800-252-8011 naman ang tatawagan mo dyan. Ayan, ako naman. So, maraming salamat. We learned a lot today. We, sad to say, we don't have a lot of time. But before, of course, we say bye to everyone. I have, I'd like to mention to everybody, by the way, that Miss Lani is actually, well, you know, this month is Women's Month. So we're celebrating, we're celebrating women. We're celebrating each other. We want to empower each woman in the world. And kama naroon, we want you to be successful. We want you to dream and achieve your dream and however you want it, as long as you know that you're doing the right thing. But the other important information that I'd like to share is Miss Lani is actually one of our nominated awardee for our Celebrating Women Inspiring Change event tomorrow, which is this event is actually a virtual conference produced by the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce of Texas, the Women's Initiative, you know, and I'm part of that Women Initiative na yan. So we have, can we please show that on the screen? Everybody, not just women, in wherever you are, everybody is invited. We have about 700 people who already registered. We have programs tomorrow. Yeah, and so this is where you can register for the event. It's free, so you will be able to see some panelists, women entrepreneurs, women who have who are successful in their profession, share their experience. You might learn something from them or inspired by them. And that is why this event is called Celebrating Women Inspiring Change. Ayan, because we believe that we thrive in the business because we have something in us. We are somebody. And if you feel like you're not yet there, you can be there. You just need to know how to get there. You just need to hear from other women who've been there and who, emerge as a successful individual in their own profession or field. Ayan. So my last question along for you, Miss Lani, what is your message, quick message to our viewers and listeners right now?
Just believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Whatever dreams you have, it will happen. Just believe in yourself.
Ayan. Thank you, Miss Lani, for sharing your story. I mean, your story and your experience and your expertise today. I'm sure we learned a lot from you. And for the audience and listeners, if you have any question for me, please visit our website. It's legatdecentlaw.com. You can send me a message or call us or schedule consultation through our website. And of course, I'd like to say thank you to our Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy and to our technical staff. technical support team, Fenji Villasin and Ponce Alvarez. Maraming salamat sa lahat ng mga nanood at nakinig sa amin ngayon. I'll see you all next week sa isa na namang Usapang Off the Record. This is Aileen. Have a great weekend. I hope to see you tomorrow sa ating event, Celebrating Women Inspiring Change. Maraming salamat. Make your weekend worth it. 'Yan, Miss Lani. I'm glad that you stayed. This is so baka you will leave na. Salamat. You know, it's
live.
Very, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. In fact, this is something interesting. Yung mga kabataan sa atin na nag-aano ng mga matatanda dito.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, pinapagalitan ko sila, why?
Oh, wait, we're still live. Are we still on air?